Simo, the movie dude.
Sean and Danny for breakfast on Esperance's 747 Triple M. And there's one thing that Danny and I like a lot. Can you guess what that is, Danny?
Movie.
That is much. Hang on. It's like she's reading my mind, or perhaps the script that's in front of her. And we also like speaking to Simo, the movie dude review, about said movies across the world. Simo, how are you going?
Hey guys, I would have preferred if you led with liking Simo before movies, but sure, I'll take it.
Oh, sorry, Simo.
I'm not sorry.
Me.
It's weird, there's two people to talk to now. Very uncomfortable.
Talk to us both, Simo. It's Sean and Danny today.
That's it. Just pretend we're one person rolled into one called Shani or Dawn. I don't know which one you prefer. Dawn kind of sounds creepy. Shani sounds good.
Yeah, I'll go with Shani. I'm fine with Shani. I can work with Shani. So, Shani, I've been watching movies again.
Of course you have. What else have you been doing?
Nothing. Very lonely. Like I said, like you guys, two people together, I am definitely one person alone.
I'm so sorry, Simo. I feel like we might be rubbing it in for you. This isn't bringing up anything.
No, this is good. I've dealt with all my PTSD and we're just going to move on. Just keep rolling.
Well, tell us about the movie then.
Okay, I understand you guys are doing a lovely little International Women's Day theme, right?
Woo, go all the women.
Well, it is International Women's Day today. It is the 8th of March. Yes, it's been that way since 1913.
That is correct, Sean.
Yeah, which is great because we didn't have women before 1913.
Apparently not. What a crazy concept.
But we did have, I'm pretty sure Captain America did exist in that time, didn't he or she? And that's the movie that you or they have seen?
Thanks for all the pronoun, Sean. Yeah, you got it. I saw Captain Marvel. This is the latest MCU movie. Sean, we've covered so many of these. This is like the 23rd or something, but this one has a difference. It's the first solo female-led Marvel movie. And it's called Captain Marvel. How easy is that?
And did it live up to... I've heard some... It's meant to be pretty good. Did it live up to expectations?
Okay, here's the thing. Let's just, like, slam through this plot. So, it's based in the 1990s, so we're going back in time.
Okay.
And it involves Carol Danvers and Nick Fury, who's Samuel L. Jackson, who you remember from every other Marvel movie ever made in the past 10 years.
Ooh, we like,
he's
we
hanging
like
out with her. We do like him. And here's the strange thing. Captain Marvel has, like, all these weird alien powers. And she doesn't remember her past. And her past involves Earth. So, you know, we need to get her back to Earth and see what goes on, how she got all her powers, that sort of thing. And she's embroiled in this intergalactic war, Sean. It's so much stuff going on for an origin story.
What kind of... You said alien powers and you intrigued me, that's for sure. What are we talking here? Sort of can see through walls or is it sort of invisible? I like invisibility. That's the one I'd like.
Interesting.
Okay, she described them as photon blasts, which visually just look like she's shooting kind of cylinder light at people. It's like pew, pew out of her fist, which is cool. And she's imbued. This is going to get technical, okay, Sean? So keep up, right? You too, Danny.
I'll be there. Don't know about Sean. We might lose him.
There is an ongoing war between the Kree and the Skrulls.
You lost me.
Both aliens.
Okay. All right, keep going.
Between two alien tribes, hey?
Yes. And the Kree hang out with Captain Marvel. They've given her Kree blood, so she's half human, half Kree, and she's got these cool photon powers. But they're kind of keeping a lid on her, being like, you know, don't let your emotions rule your powers, blah, blah, blah. We need to use you for the war, all this kind of stuff. And the Skrulls kind of look like green elves. Like, they're green, they've got pointy ears, but they can shapeshift, so they can turn into other people. And that's their kind of their super spies and all this stuff. And it's all kind of coming to a head on Earth.
Mm. So she's got to save the day, I presume.
Much like every other superhero that's ever happened in, like, 30 years. Boy, we need someone to save the day. And we also need someone to figure out her past.
Wouldn't it be great if they just went away from that sort of norm and they just said, oh, we don't need someone to save the day. We'll just let it all pan out by itself. But we'll just like loosely follow the life of this person who has nothing to do with the movie, with the war movie, with the war. Would that be fun or would that not be as entertaining? You're the movie dude.
Well, here's the thing. At this point, that would probably be a bit more interesting because this is generic superhero origins, okay? Start off with a battle where she's training, blah, blah, blah. Let's have random flashbacks where it's like, ooh, she's got a secret past. We need to find out how she got her powers, all this kind of stuff. The most interesting stuff really involves the leader of the Skrulls, who's played by Australian Ben Mendelsohn. Do you guys remember him? He's the bad guy in Rogue One, the bad guy in Ready Player One. He's like the Australian dude that everyone's like, you're a bad guy, can you just kind of do your bad guy voice? So he does that, but now he's all green and he's got pointy ears.
Okay. Changing it up a bit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, stretching his talent as being a bad guy.
He's just a multi-talented actor. It's like, I can do humans, I can do Skrulls. I mean, what can't this guy do?
Getting a sense of being there, done that with this movie.
Yeah, and it's cool in a sense that if you've seen all the 20 movies beforehand, there's a bunch of little Easter eggs because it's set in the past, which connect up to other future movies that you've already seen. That sounds confusing, right? Mm-hmm. But it's this stupid interconnected universe, and it's all leading up to the next Avengers movie, which is Avengers Endgame, and that comes out next month. So look at it. It's just, it feels like you need to watch this film so you can watch the next Avengers film. It's like, I don't know, you're paying for a chapter before the book.
It's like, it's so... Okay, so I've been so happy and jovial and it's been a very lighthearted conversation. Skrulls, Krees, haha, all good. But it actually annoys me when you see, go to watch a movie and watch a plot and then it draws your attention to the next movie. It's actually, I find it rude of the director and all the people involved. I think it's like a big centre finger at you. You know, like, just finish the movie and finish the plot.
Yeah, it feels like they've pushed this movie out, and, you know, I'm not saying it's poorly made or anything like that. The effects are great. Brie Larson, who plays Captain Marvel, she's good in it. She doesn't seem to have that much charisma in it. I don't know why, which I found pretty annoying, because you like to have a charismatic superhero as a lead. She's kind of flat, which is mainly because she's all like, I don't remember my past, like bloody Jason Bourne or something. But it reeks of, we needed to put Captain Marvel in a movie quickly because she's going to be in the next Avengers movie, and if she just popped up, everyone would be like, who's Captain Marvel? Why is she in this movie? So, Sean, it's an origin movie that felt like it could have been made 5 years ago. It doesn't really seem to be fitting in with, I guess, 2019 standards.
So, Simo, what do we think of it? Do we watch it?
Is it, how many pointy ears out of five does this one get?
Okay, well, the thing is, people have been getting hate online for kind of saying bad things about Captain Marvel because it is the first solo female-led superhero movie, and it is, you know, great for little girls to go and see a superhero kicking bum as a woman. But from my perspective, who's seen every superhero movie, it's generic, it's something that they make you see because you want to go see the next Avengers. This is... I give it 3 pointy ears because I can see the appeal to younger people.
I think you've given inflated rating because you're scared. You're scared of all the possible negative publicity that you might get there, Simo.
All those empowering women coming after you today on International Women's Day.
You're scared of the empowered women.
A little bit. And you know what? Let's give them an extra little half an ear. You know, make them feel good and give them more power because they deserve to have a superhero to look up to. We've only got 100, Sean. So you've got Wonder Woman and now you've got Captain Marvel. That's two.
Yeah, we did. You know, we did deserve. We did deserve to have another woman.
I think so. Yeah. Well, talk about very strong women leads. Well, I mean, this one you said was a bit flat. We do like to move on to, I guess, the weekly or the Netflix special or whatever I decide is reasonable. And I thought, which movie celebrates women? But it's also, I think, very controversial in its celebration of women. And this is why I think it's good to have Danny to talk about it. And, of course, you, Simo, the movie dude reviewer. I want to talk about The Devil Wears Prada. This is obviously Meryl Streep, who is, what do you reckon, Simo, the best female actress there ever has been, close to, or Dortmund Francis maybe get pips her?
Okay, here's the thing. Meryl Streep, great actor.
Actress.
I think we have to call him actor now.
We do call
him
actor.
It's all specific.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I think right now, Sean, you're ruining International Women's Day for everyone.
Sure is.
one slip of the tongue when I was trying to do the right thing, and all of a sudden I brought all the women down. All the empowered women will be coming after me.
Yeah. Well, Meryl Streep, great actor, great movies. I think in the past decade, she hasn't deserved the acclaim that she's been getting. Because it's like every Meryl Streep role, they're like, oh, here's a nomination for an Oscar. Undeserved, just because she's Meryl Streep, she doesn't just deserve a nomination. But Devil Wears Prada, that is good Streep.
Yeah, so this one here, I'll just give a brief outline. And to be honest, I have not seen this for years. Basically, Meryl Streep plays the chief executive, I believe, or chief designer of a big fashion label. And she's just very, she's the alpha female. She is big, she's bold, she kind of rules the roost there, runs the show. But across the events of the movie, she starts to soften a little bit and people start to break down that hard exterior.
But I think the problem with this one as well, a lot of people say it's, you know, she doesn't really show that you can be a woman at the top of a company but also rule all other parts of your life. She's got to be a bit mean to be there.
Yeah, and that's probably not a great representation, is it really? Is that's not the sort of thing you'd want to look forward to, is it, Danielle?
No, not at all.
Danielle Rose, because all of a sudden I've got my serious voice on because we're talking about serious topics. You've seen Devil Wears Prada, Simo? What are your take on this?
I have seen The Devil Wears Prada, Anne Hathaway, always a delight, lovely. And I guess I can see where you're coming from in this whole thing where you've created a really fantastic character with Meryl Streep where she's like, oh, I'm a big bossy bitch woman. I don't know if I can say bitch, but we've done it, but let's go for it. And
go for it.
And Danny's right. It's strange that, oh, you can only become top of the tower if you're like that, but now you can't handle any other aspect of life. Whereas if it was a man at the top of the CEO, he'd be able to be like, hey, I'm still going fishing on the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly the point.
And she does soften and you do fall in love with the characters and it's like a great, you know, empowerment to women to be those CEOs of companies and dream big and, you know, you can start anywhere and become a big person, but I don't know.
Yeah, and there's also a bit of controversy about it because I think it's loosely or almost closely, but not... It's closely based on, but never admits to being based on, the life of a real known person, the Vogue chief editor.
Anna Wintour.
Anna Wintour. And basically, she, although she's a bit of a media recluse, like she keeps herself quite private, and they've kind of based this character on her life, and she thinks it's a pretty unfair representation, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, Anna Wintour's famously known for wearing sunglasses everywhere. Even when she's inside, just never see her emotions.
And isn't it the thing that the actual office space that Meryl Streep's office is in, I don't know what the character's name, it's almost exactly the same as Anna Wintour's.
It was the same, like, interior design that Anna Wintour literally got hers redone afterwards because she was...
It was the same, Simo.
Can you believe that, Simo?
Is that... Can you copyright someone's life?
It sounds like a coincidence.
Yeah.
I know, I'm like, and then they try and claim that they're not related, but yeah.
Can you copyright someone's life? So if someone just comes in and all of a sudden it's a radio presenter who grew up in a small town and he's a year in and he has a friendly but lonely movie dude reviewer and it's based on our live Simo, but they say it's not, can they do that? Can we sue? Can we make some money out of this?
I think we'd be able to sue if someone went to the effort to make a movie about us.
I don't know why they would do that.
I don't know why they wouldn't, Danny. We lead fascinating lives for at least our 20-minute conversation.
Oh, I agree with Simo. I agree wholeheartedly with Simo.
Of course you guys do. No one would be watching that movie. You'd have nothing to sue them with. They'd have made no money out of it.
They got my money?
So I'm going to direct it towards Danny. Danny, how many fashionable sunglasses, does this one get out of 5?
I think it's a movie everyone's watched and enjoyed. I would give it 3.5.
Oi! I don't mind that.
Yeah, me neither.
Let it down. Oh, it's been great as always. This has been a very special Simu Movie Dude review with Danny as well. Simo, thanks for joining us.
I look forward to being on Danny's show later.
Of course you would.